Oh, yeah, he was, and he, like I said, he was all over the floor. They don't come better than him. Don't come better than him. And then, like, some people would wait for somebody to come bring you something. You know how some people like that. I call that mostly, but not him. If he wanted something, he's going to go. Like, he wanted something to eat or anything, he was going to plan it. If he had to go get whatever he had to go get, he was going to go get it himself. He won't depend on anybody. That's how he was. But he would go with everything, but he would never sell anything either. All the others around, they would have, like, they would plan anything to sell, they'd sell, but him, he'd give away everything. Ooh, he had lots of property he gives away. I call that give away. He sold that for nothing to old people that used to come and buy, like Dr. Engelbert, Mr. Stephen Day. He sold all his trunks for me that was all his for nothing. We knew better old than they. We never thought that it would have come again like it is these days. We never thought that would have been like that. They spilled all that and look all the money we could make. Look at now, right now, they ask you, there's nothing for them to ask you for $5,000 for just 1 year piece of land. These things.
But you didn't get to travel much, did you, when you were coming up? When was the first time you left Grand Island?
I left Grand Island the first time I was 15 years old. I went to my uncle that was in New Orleans. On the Chicago. I'll never forget that. Oh, I never went, I never traveled. Neither my mother. Never did travel. And after I got married, then I traveled. I can tell you that much. I wasn't that good with my husband all the time. He used to haul a few cucumbers and everything. He had a boat. He was hauling all that in harvest. And then when it was time for shrimp and fish, he would go haul all that to the boat. I'd be with him. I didn't have any kids because I was married 2 years when my first daughter came.
Didn't you tell me you were 40? You were your 1 year children. You had one child when you were 45?
Yeah, my last one, my little girl. Yeah, 45. That's the one. I was 45 in March and she was born on the August 12th in 1956. That's why I take it so hard. I miss her. And her daddy died, she was only 10 years old. So that was rough for me. I was working at school and I was the manager at the cafeteria at school.
If you walk through the store, the grocer might put them in a...
Put in bags, or if I have too much for a bag, to put in a box.
What kind of bag?
Paper bag.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the heart would be called. It's like a clod, though. It's not a clod.
It's real rough.
Real rough.
Now, your father raised corn?
Corn? Yeah, he had corn.
Would he grind his own corn?
He had, we had those big, it had a big wheel to it. They call that,
A mill?
Like a mill, uh-huh.
What would he make from that?
Yeah, for the chicken, for the little big chicken. So they had the big, you had the hand and the root, but they had the little stick. So they couldn't swallow those big ones, so you had to cut it. And then we had the coffee grind, too. We poached our coffee and then had the coffee grind on the wall, and then that's where you grind your coffee back. You poached about two pans, and then you grind it all and put it in a bucket and close that bucket.